You are now entering the prism.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of Chill Prism Podcast.
It's World War III.
I'm scared. I don't know what my selective service is set at, but I need
We're
to
not
make
going
sure.
In. We're not going in. We're encouraging others to go in. Like, that's like, and also, you know what? Probably the best way to do it, so that they can't blame it on us when we ruin them, is
we're ruining them with puppet strings, so it doesn't look
see,
like...
See, what we should do is deactivate our military,
like Japan?
Start a coalition of armed service militia members that want to help the Ukraine, but they're completely detached from the U.S. government. Yes. And that way, Putin can't blame that shit on... That guy's fucking nuts. He doesn't own Spotify. It's fine.
Asperger's implies the existence of Vajburgers.
Putin implies the existence of put out. And I'm sure he does put out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new member to the truck family. A return visitor,
you
honestly.
Drive it here?
No.
Oh, fuck.
You did.
Oh. Dad's truck.
How does it feel being back in a truck? Does it feel right? Because to me, it feels right.
It's hard to sleep in.
There's literally a bed.
Yeah, but like when I get to work in the morning and I lean the seat back, it doesn't go all the way back. So I just kind of like, but it's got a bench seat in the front. So I flip up that and I have like one leg this way and I have one leg this way. And I just kind of like contort myself into a comfortable position. And then I'm like for like half an hour.
Well, let's crack open a beer as truck owner operators and enjoy that. This one's Modelo.
Modelo.
Shit, this one's feisty.
I don't always drink Dos Equis, but when I do, it's Modelo.
Have we determined what the superior Mexican beer is yet?
We should start a segment now that we're just like just drinking at this point. We should try to structure it and
a
like
little bit.
Get categories going and tournament it. But I'm not gonna be in charge of the bracket.
The beer battle,
dude. I haven't had beer in weeks. This smells so good.
It does smell good. It smells better than it should. That tastes like the satisfying part of owning a truck.
I don't think I can be
truck.
Unbiased because that's so fucking. I haven't
that's
had beer.
Refreshing.
I haven't
fuck.
Had beer in. Probably over a month.
Right.
I have been drinking, guys. Don't worry. Just I haven't had beer.
His Jeez. Liver's not going to get a footing on him.
Yeah. Fuck you, liver.
He's like, I know. your liver is Larry David.
Yeah. Dude, I wish we could have recorded on Tuesday. Yeah. Because my wife's friend came over on Monday and she brought this like Mediterranean shit. It had vegetables I had never even seen before.
Nice.
And like it was this chicken thing and it was tasted, it had a flavor that I'd never tasted before. It was all good. It was great.
Right.
Next day, best farts I've ever had.
Ooh.
I have to go back there. Best farts I've ever had.
Is it like a Zorba's?
No, it's some food truck that turned into a restaurant. It's her friend's food. It's her friend's restaurant. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But best farts I've ever had. The food was good too, but the farts were incredible. I can't even describe. Like I was trying to describe them to my dad yesterday. Like imagine a wet fart, but it's dry. Like the power of a good soaking fart.
Right.
But it's dry. Yeah. It's
good,
a soft,
good volume and also
hollow,
good volume.
Yeah, exactly. And there is no scent. Today,
wow.
Today, I three times thought I shit myself, and I didn't because of the smell of my farts. It was bad.
Beautiful. And so you're breaking in your dad's truck with...
Yeah. Yeah. So, we went and bought a horse trailer yesterday in McLeod, which is like an hour away from here. And on the way back, he wanted to stop for food. And we got in line at Qdoba.
Okay.
And I was like, he's like,
you're going to ruin my seats.
Yeah. Well, no, they were like, you want it for here or to go? And my dad goes, to go. And I'm like, Dad, no. I'm going to shit in your fucking truck. It needs to be for here. Oh, man.
There's a beautiful meme that was going around for a little bit that was, it said, badasses don't look at things that they just blew up. The top left panel was Iron Man, where he has those little tiny seeking baby missiles blowing stuff up as he's like facing away from the explosion. Really cool. I think another one's like Joker as he's in the nurse outfit blowing up the hospital. Another one, like, insert other
Power Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well. And the last one is just an old man standing in front of a
toilet,
a Chipotle. It's in front of a Chipotle bathroom sign.
How do you feel about single bathrooms that have both a toilet and a urinal?
Just why?
I feel like I've never been in one that was clean.
Yeah. It gives the employees license to not clean it.
Or wash their hands.
Yeah.
So as an employee of a place that does have a sign, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that sign doesn't mean anything to those people at that McDonald's you just ate at.
No one enforces it.
Nobody washes their hands at a fast food restaurant. The amount of times that I've caught myself walking out of the bathroom at work, not washing my hands, knowing full well that I'm only catching myself when I catch myself, you know? Right. And then sometimes, you know, you only get what you got, right? I mean, I know I wash my hands, but now I only know that I do it sometimes. So imagine somebody who doesn't care about themselves and is like 75 working at a McDonald's. You think they're washing their hands? No, they're wiping with their hands.
Right.
And then they're making you a Whopper.
They make a Whopper.
They make a Whopper, and then they use that Whopper to make a Whopper. Speaking of Whoppers, though, I had Burger King for the first time since I had to be in like diapers or pull-ups last time I had Burger King. Had it last week.
No, you had their spicy ghost nuggets. You're
saying
like
different.
A burger?
I'm talking about burger.
Gotcha.
Way better than McDonald's.
Yeah. It actually tastes like McDonald's. It touched a fire.
Yeah, it's so much better. Like, it's different. Like, McDonald's is better in like the whole, like, this is my, like, this is, I'm committing sin and it's fun. Whereas like Burger King burgers are just like good burgers for fast food.
Right.
Like, they're two different things.
Yeah.
Like, I would say Burger King is like Brahms tier type of burger. I wouldn't say they're the same quality, but like they're the same, like in the same bracket.
Competing.
Whereas like McDonald's is like cartoon food.
Okay.
It looks good and it obviously tastes good, but you're not putting anything in your body that was supposed to be there in the first place. Everything on there was created in a lab.
Yes. And it feels like you were invited,
like, too.
Burger King feels like you were invited to the Black family's cookout. Little bit.
Every time I go there,
I don't mean that in a derogatory manner at all. Let me clarify. Compared to McDonald's, the food just hits a little bit better.
Yeah.
Also, this applies strictly to their burger.
I was
going to
say Popeye's is more like when you go to a Black family's cookout.
Get out. No, but it feels like you did something cool, you know, like
Burger King.
And yeah,
no,
that's why
I felt
you got
dirty
to go
when I
there.
Went there, and it was because it's the one here in town. And I went twice, and both times, it was this. I mean, you know, Boogie, like 81, whatever, Boogie, the fat guy on YouTube that went crazy.
Yeah,
Boogie.
Yeah. boogie like, numbers.
Yeah. He's like got really rosy cheeks and he's 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Two different people served me that looked exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah. And they both sounded exactly the same. Just they had different hair. One of them was a redhead. And I was like, this is a trend I don't want to follow.
Like, you don't want to become the, like, the king.
The first one was like sweaty, dude.
Like, it gets hot back there.
Yeah, but I was like, it was enough where I'm like, I'm very glad that he's at the window and not at the fucking, like,
the fucking fryer.
When he gets it, it's already wrapped up.
Because so like a layer of protection between him.
This man was fucking dripping.
His glazing and,
like,
your food.
I get to the order place, you know, the key, the thing. The drive through part, not the window, before that, when you just hear him over the speaker, and I just hear, "Welcome to Working Away. What can I get you?" I'm like,
"You need an inhaler."
Well, I was like, "This guy just took an inhaler. This is fun." Like, he sounded like a 30-year-old Carl Weezer from Jimmy Neutron.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was bad. It's like, yeah, at least in McDonald's, you know, you're served by, like, a nice
Hispanic lady,
fat Mexican man or lady.
Yeah.
Or a Mexican who you're not sure is legally allowed to work because of his age, which is what I see in the morning. There's one big, fat 30-year-old man at one window, and then at the food window, it's this really tiny kid that I'm like, you're like 14, dude.
The Santiago clan listens to this. And their McDonald's will refuse you service. All right.
Fuck them. I am the one that rigged the Monopoly. Why didn't they fucking call it that? Those bastards.
I think Hasbro
lost.
Has.
No, they call it the Monopoly. McDonald's Monopoly.
Yes.
Every year until they quit doing it because they figured because everybody else figured out that they were just rigging it. Yeah. That's cool. We should do an episode about that because I want to do more research. Yeah. There was a documentary. But they were cheating. But why didn't they fucking call it the McNopoly?
I think Hasbro has the rights to all of it.
The rights to what?
To the name. I don't want their name besmirched by putting a Mick in front of it. Anytime you put the word Mick in front of something, it devalues it.
Dude, I'm Irish and you're kind of fucking with me right now.
I'm fine with that.
I will put a pipe bomb under your car because that's what my people do.
The quick... Nice. The IRA are brutal.
They are not to be trifled with.
I was watching... Have you seen The Foreigner? The movie The Foreigner?
Yeah. Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So I saw it. I've seen it twice. And I was watching it with my grandma 2 Sundays ago. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, if they didn't kill so many people, I'd totally understand where the fuck they're coming from. Their whole goal was the same goal that we had
In 1776.
In 1776.
Yeah.
They just like did it a lot worse and a lot more mean and during a modern age.
Yeah, we had more ways to televise what was going on.
Yeah. And they're still doing it, but it's become more of a Nazi type thing. Like they got in bed with some horrible gangs after the 90s.
To represent something else.
Yeah, it's like you can't even represent what the original IRA wanted to represent when they were doing horrible stuff without also being a part of like some horrible brotherhoods, but
right.
I fuck with that. Like, they fucking.
That's the American spirit, man.
The American spirit is pipe bombs and ski masks. What are you talking about?
That's what I say. Yeah.
Yeah.
The American spirit.
We fucking burned down ships because they were asking too much for tea. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Brexit and shit. If you haven't seen The Foreigner, watch it. It's one of the best movies. It's on Netflix, I think, now.
It is, yeah.
It's really one good. Of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It's Jackie Chan's last movie, wasn't it?
Yes, this is the most recent film, to my knowledge.
So good. And then, but before that, we watched Mr. Right. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Have you seen it, like, on Netflix?
I haven't
even
seen
it. It doesn't look intriguing when you look at it.
So it's easy to just kind of gloss over?
Yeah. But, in Iron Man 2, you know the bad guy, not Whiplash, not Mickey Rourke, the other guy, Justin Hammer.
Oh, okay, yep.
Okay, he plays an assassin, or like a hitman, but the gimmick is if you hire him, he comes and kills you and tells you, he goes, murder's wrong, and then he kills you. because he's fucking crazy. And okay. then he doesn't follow through with the contract that he signed with you because you're dead. And then he meets this girl, Anna Kendrick, the main character from Pitch Perfect, who just got out of a relationship, and she's fucking crazy.
Oh.
It is hilarious. Dude, it's one of my favorite movies.
I love Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Fucking hilarious movie. You have to watch this movie.
All right, I will.
Yeah,
I will.
It's so funny.
I'll check it out.
Mr. Right. He wears a clown nose. That's weird. So good.
So is he the same guy who played...
Sam Rockwell, that's his name.
Is that the guy who played Commissioner Gordon?
No. What? No. No.
Do you know who I'm thinking of then?
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
Okay. He's done a lot of movies, different movies.
Sam Rockwell and that guy are way different.
Okay. All right. I don't remember what his name is, but he has super, super good...
Yeah, he's been in tons of stuff, but that's not Sam Rockwell. Actor. Sam Rockwell played a Nazi in... Bastards?
Inglourious Bastards?
Maybe.
Sam?
Jojo Rabbit, that's what he was in. That's a newer one. He was in The Green Mile.
Yeah, he looks like Ed Norton, almost.
He kind of does, yeah.
Like, if you, like, were to kind of turn your head really fast, you'd think it was him. And you'd know he was famous, but you'd confuse him for...
Yeah, he's not in a whole lot that, like, a lot that most people have, like... He's not, like, one of the number ones. You're thinking of Gary Oldman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They do kind of... Yeah, Gary Oldman kind of looks like an old version of Sam Rockwell now that I'm looking at him. Huh.
Yeah, Gary Oldman can play anything.
It's crazy the things that he's like an older Christian Bale.
Yeah,
the things that he turns into is nuts.
Yeah, Christian Bale has insane range. Bryan Cranston, Christian Bale, Gary Oldman.
I wouldn't say
Jim Carrey. I think they could all play almost every single role that was handed to them.
Okay,
him.
I would.
We could test
not
this.
Put Jim Carrey in there at all, and I would take. Bryan Cranston's close, but I wouldn't put him in there all the way. Gary Oldman and Christian Bale are like another tier of fucking nuts when it comes to the range that they have. Look at The Machinist and then look at Vice. Literally, like The Machinist.
Two look like entirely two different people.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't know that Christian Bale was in Vice, you wouldn't know that's fucking Christian Bale. You would think that fucking Dick Cheney was in a movie about Dick Cheney being a piece of shit.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And then Gary Oldman, like, the reason nobody knows his name is because you just go...
He's a chameleon. And
he's like, oh, that's really the guy from Batman? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
he's such a blank canvas of a face, too. Like,
Jim Carrey...
Slap anything on him.
Jim Carrey is... And Jim Carrey and Bryan Cranston are both like, oh, Jim Carrey's in this movie. Not...
Like, they're too recognizable.
Who is that guy? He's doing this part really well. It's like two different things. Like, it's like Jim Carrey's doing this part really well versus who is this guy I don't recognize? This is amazing.
So what you're
even
saying,
even though I've seen him a million times,
that Bryan Cranston and Jim Carrey are like strawberry ice cream. You can try to make anything you want out of them, but you can still kind of tell, like, hey,
they're strawberries.
They're strawberry in this.
Yeah, but they're not they're not necessarily the same either. I don't think that Jim Carrey does a good serious. But I haven't seen a ton of movies where he's doing serious. I haven't seen 27 yet, so I need to watch that.
I'm sure a lot of people freak out right now.
Have you seen 27?
I thought it was 23.
Is it 23? Okay.
Pretty sure it's 23.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I've been wanting to, but I keep missing out.
I was on the early days of the really cool internet where they had way too much going on. And if you went to 23's website,
yeah,
there were like so many interactive things and little trinkets.
Yeah, I wasn't around then.
Oh, man. It was something else.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen that movie. But that's like really the only like real serious role he did.
He did Truman Show.
That's not a serious role. That's a comedy. That movie is a comedy. It's a dramatic comedy, but it is a comedy on its face.
Fair.
And that's most of the most serious he gets is pretty much that. Because he gets serious in, what is the movie where he's a cop and his wife leaves him for the black midget guy.
You mean Dupree?
No. he fucking shoots the cow like a million times. Something about... No, what is it? Fuck, what is it called?
Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, that one.
You mean Dupree? Is that actually a movie?
I don't know. It sounds like one.
It's the same. The titles are the same. Yeah. It's the same thing.
That's like From Paris with Love or From Russia with Love. They're the same movie, even though one of them's John Travolta and the other one's James Bond. Have you seen From Paris with Love?
No.
Way better than From Russia with Love. I have not seen a Bond movie where I went, this is a good film.
Dude, it's like sex, it's guns,
it's gadgets, boring.
It's cars.
It's boring.
There's some fit. There's like, no. Okay, the old ones, there was like two fist fights in every movie, and that's about it. And they're not even like really good choreography. And then when it was Pierce Brosnan, when his stuff came up, like they had to like really sell the tech side of it.
Because like Pierce Brosnan was just taking pages out of the 80s Batman movies.
Yeah, gadgets are badass. What are we drinking? What is this?
It's just watermelon, cheap margaritas. No, James Bond has always just been dramatic looks.
It's good.
Hitting women.
Product placement.
Product placement for the most expensive brands.
Yeah, no one will be able to afford. Yeah, because what wealthy person is going to be watching James Bond?
Everybody watches James Bond because it's a staple. Yeah. I've seen every one of the ones that I've been alive for. And I don't fucking like the movies. I just go and I fucking watch them. It's a staple because it's like jury duty. They come out, you're required to see it.
Right.
This last one, I'm proud of myself, didn't finish it. I even rented. I paid to see this movie. And didn't finish it because I was so fucking bored. Even though fucking, what is her fucking, Ana de Armas was in it. God damn it, dude. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. Do some research. The Love Past Your Afterlife.
Just.
So would you
just scroll? Oh man, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she plays like a stupid person. It's the best kind of character that happens to be female. That is hot.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
She was in. Have you seen War Dogs?
Yep.
She played...
Wait, is that the gun running one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she played the wife of the main guy. She didn't know any English. She just... Her whole role was just phonetic. She had no idea what she was saying the whole time.
And fantastic. She's somehow, actress. Like, convincingly...
Well, she didn't need to be, because look at her.
Like, you've done your... You're done.
I'm not cutting this.
Okay.
I might cut this.
Gotcha.
Dude.
She's a pretty lady.
Yeah, and she was in that, and I didn't even fucking finish it because it was so boring. It, like, not a single time have I ever went, this is a good film. Skyfall, I went, this is fun for a James Bond movie.
Is that the one where he's, like, too old to be a Bond? Is that the one?
All of the Daniel Craig ones are that.
Okay.
Like
where they pass him through the tests, even though he failed the tests.
I don't remember. I just remember enjoying watching that one in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But then like rewatching it, I was like, this was only cool because it was a James Bond movie. And it was first.
Also, let's be fair. If you go and see a movie in the movie theaters, it automatically gets like a +3 stars
exactly.
out of 10.
Unless you're in
the
like
popcorn
a,
and everyone well, has to shut the that. Fuck up and
yeah.
And you're in a dark room and then there's like bass and a super good sound system that's better than the one you can have in your house. Like you get bolstered points when you're in the movie theater.
Exactly.
If you were to watch it on your couch, when your dog's over there humping your leg, it gets the real vote.
Exactly. Yeah. Or when you're doing laundry for $16 an hour and you're watching it on your phone, that's when, like,
it's the realistic.
That's
note.
When you know a movie is good or bad.
Because you're like, I don't if have you to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because so what happens is if you get to leave by 10:30, that means that you didn't fucking pay attention to the movie. But if you have to stay for the whole shift, that means that was a good fucking movie because you weren't doing your fucking job.
That's fair.
Also, I don't do that anymore because I don't work there. Because I quiet.
Look at that.
And I'm sad.
Our boy's back in a truck.
For now.
Our boy quit a job.
When my part comes in, I won't be.
You're making moves.
I can't afford taking over my dad's payments.
Oh, you talked to him about it?
Well, I made a joke about it.
Did he introduce the idea?
No, I made a joke about it when he got in the car yesterday. I was like, so when I take over your payments, you should get a $2,500. And he goes, you can't afford this truck. And I was like, also, ouch. But no, he goes, you can't afford this truck. I pay $600 a month. And I go, ouch, but also yes. I thought my $200 a month for the fucking Jetta was too much.
Right.
It's like, actually, it's like $300. But then my mom told me that it's more than $600. He was rounding down.
Oh, I was
like, Jesus Christ. It's a nice fucking truck, dude.
It is a beautiful truck. I think it's the most handsome of the Silverados that I've seen, of the newest generation.
Yeah, you haven't been in it yet, have you?
No. No, I'm not. But I've been in another 2017.
This is a 2020. It's the same body style, but the upgrades on the inside are more newer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not
like,
know that.
You move the pedals. That's what saved my life in the mornings when I found out that the pedals go like basically into the fucking dash.
Yeah.
Because then I can put my foot down there and then my other foot goes on the other seat and then I just kind of like slump down.
Why is that something that car companies are deciding people need?
Well, I have wanted that for a while in trucks because my biggest problem, granted, I just had bench seats that weren't very adjustable, but the biggest problem I've ever had driving trucks is you can never adjust. I could never adjust them right where I felt comfortable. I always felt like I was putting pressure, like I was
like
having
if you
to
adjust it to fix one thing, you've messed something else up. Type
yeah,
thing.
Like I always felt like I was having to put.
You compromised. You always compromise.
I was having to actively push on the gas just to continue the speed instead of finding a place where my foot can just rest and hang there at that speed. And it became a problem where like it was hurting my back. And when I first started driving this is a fucking white person problem. So hard too. when I first started driving dad's truck, by the way, I'm driving my dad's truck because the Prius broke down and I'm waiting on a part. It should be here tonight, but I don't know. Anyway, when I first started driving that, I drove it for like 3 days and my fucking leg was aching. Because one, we were in that ice storm. And then two, I didn't know that I could adjust the pedals. And the way the seat doesn't just adjust where you can, it just didn't go down far enough. Like it's got the front of the seat will go down or up, and then the back of the seat will go down and up. But it was just enough where it just wasn't enough, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just could not. I always felt like I was having to really focus a lot of muscle onto just to make sure I wasn't just wavering in my speed all the time. And I've always had that problem because I have really short legs. And then I found out the pedals that you can just fucking move them. Perfect. And the reason is because in cars, the pedal is attached to the floor. Right? You know what I'm saying? Well, in a lot of cars.
There's a pivot point at the front of the firewall. It anchors that. And it pivots back there.
Not in the Jetta. The Jetta goes like this.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's a German thing.
Okay. But in trucks, it's a pivot point up in the dash where it swings.
Right.
And it does make a difference to me, at least. And the Prius does the same thing where it comes down like a mousetrap, I guess, is kind of the what else would do that? Where the pivot, like, I don't even fucking...
The anchor or the pivot point's at the heel?
Yeah, it's at the heel instead of... Well, you shouldn't put your whole foot on a pedal. Put your whole foot on the
pedal? When did I say that?
At the heel of the pedal.
Yes, the pivot point would be at
the heel,
the way you're describing
it. The pivot point is at the heel of your foot. And I was like, are you putting your whole foot on the
pedal? I mean, well, it is, but I mean, some of that is wasted because you don't rest your entire fucking foot on the pedal.
That's what I was saying. You shouldn't put your whole foot on the pedal.
I don't.
Okay, okay.
But also the point of your body is at the heel.
Yeah, but you can...
I mean, you can flex your toes, I guess, if you want to get a little extra stank.
And that's... Light foot driving is that you're mostly using the ball of your foot and like the smaller muscle groups in your foot to actually continuously stay at the same speed instead of accelerating and decelerating to fix where you're at in like a 5 mile per hour radius. So like most of the time I fucking learn how to drive. I'm retarded. Like I don't know how to drive. I just do good. So the way I do it is probably not the right way, but it just has always worked for me. Is most of like the pressure that I put on the pedal is at the ball of my foot,
right?
Not the heel or the toe. So like
the pressure should be at the ball.
Yeah, and you really don't use my ankle all that much. I use my knee and my toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because my ankle is just kind of a loose thing. So my ankle does pivot, but I don't actively pivot it, if that makes sense. Like right. I push my knee down or extend my knee, but more than I do change my ankle on purpose. And my ankle changes with that.
So I kind of, I relax a foot more. I don't ever actually actively press.
And that's what I was saying with the trucks. I always had to actively press because I couldn't be comfortable and stay on the right speed. Because as soon as I'd relax, it would just push back at me. I've always had that problem with trucks until I found out that you can just adjust the pedals.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very fucking nice.
Yeah. And they put that behind a paywall.
Yeah. I know.
Because you don't get that feature if you drop for the, you, if you go for the base model vehicle. Chances are you're not getting the adjustable steering wheel. You're not getting the adjustable pedals. This is a nice truck.
And it's got a fucking gun box, too.
That's
just
fantastic.
The bitch seat, the one in the middle, the actual seat portion of it flips up, too, if you have the key to the truck. Mm-hmm. And you can put whatever the fuck you want in there. It's made for guns. It's way better than putting it underneath my skateboard.
Right.
Like I normally do.
Yes. That's fantastic.
It's very nice. If I had $600 a month to fucking spend, I would steal the car from my dad. Mm-hmm. Or steal the truck from my dad. Like, no.
You'd sign the papers.
I wouldn't sign anything. I would just not give it back and give him $600.
You'd pay the company he bought it from to not steal it from you.
Sure.
So you would have stolen it from your dad.
We don't have to.
They know. Listeners know. I'm not going to insult their intelligence like that.
So, you know what? Fuck you guys. Benjamin, what did I fucking tell you?
That it's going to be a good diversion or distraction so that they can attack the Chinese.
What did I tell you about what was going to happen about the Olympic after the Olympics?
Oh, China's going to put up their dukes.
And I was... No, say what I said. Say what I said.
They'll do the exact same thing that Germany did?
No. Well, yes. And the exact same thing Russia did when they invaded Crimea. Was I wrong? Yes. But was I right? Halfway. Because Russia just did it again.
Wait, they attacked Taiwan?
No. Well, they are making some muscles. But I was wrong about it being China. But then Russia did it anyway.
Okay. Gotcha.
I fucking... have been saying this since before the Olympics started. You motherfuckers, I'm going to pretend that I'm getting emails from people calling me a fucking conspiracy theorist. Because if people were actually listening to the show,
you can almost guarantee that
I'm sure
happened.
That's what I would have gotten. I was right, you sons of bitches.
I hope someone does listen and then react chronologically through the cast.
That would be great. Yeah, no.
They have to send some apology emails.
Like, I was surprised. I was like, wait, fuck. I shouldn't have said anything. That was crazy.
So I'm pretty sure that China's the real threat. Yeah, Russia has big ass guns and scary.
No, they don't.
Scary
Russia's
booms.
Military is ass.
They have scary boom gun.
No, they don't.
They don't have mushroom cloud gun? I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure there's a whole city.
No, okay, that's listen.
Useless now.
Crime, or yeah, they have Chernobyl.
Because they fuck with the nukes.
That's the only scary thing that we know they have. The Tsar Bomba is the largest nuclear weapon ever created. Supposedly, like as far as like public documents are, they only constructed three, they only finished one, and they only tested one. They don't have any more of those. So, as far as we know.
And then that's bigger than anything that we have.
Technically, the second biggest on record, the second biggest nuclear weapon ever created was created by the United States. We have the biggest nukes. We have the most nukes. They say they have the most nukes because they probably do, but they were all made in the 70s. And their computer systems for the military were also made in the 70s. I know this because our computer systems are in the 80s. A lot of our fucking stuff that like is like artillery, like real, the big shit, it's all 80s. I know a guy, I went to summer camp with a guy who was a counselor who guarded a nuclear silo. He's like, this shit is from fucking War Games. And I was like, what is that? And he goes, it's that movie.
Super old hack movie.
From the 80s. Have you ever heard the phrase, do you want to play a game? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen Saw. And he goes, no, you're a child. It's called War Games. And it's about, imagine like the Matrix text, green text. It's computer shit, but everything's in green. Like, we're too young. I'm too young to even understand this. People listen, because it's so old. The Soviet Union was not as advanced as we were back when the Soviet Union existed. That's why they fell. You think they just shot up, having the same leader for the past 20 and a half years? No. They have the same technology. We've always known this. It's nowhere near where we're at. They shut down an internet service provider in the Ukraine in like a specific region.
Right.
You don't know what happened within an hour?
Elon Musk shot them free internet.
Yeah, Elon Musk just sent Starlink to them. We have the capability. We have Russia has nothing on us. China, except for the fact that China backs them 100%.
Yeah, that part is uncomfortable. And all of our infrastructure is pretty severely, it's not up to snuff.
Yeah. Now,
we put a lot more money in our weaponry than we do in our infrastructure. And that's a failing on our part.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our stuff is privatized. And if it works, and it has worked.
Well, we have better infrastructure than
Russia has. It's not a comparison between ours versus theirs when I say that. I'm saying that's a vulnerability on our end.
I wouldn't even say that ours is even privatized at this point. Texas, maybe, but most of our shit's not even privatized. Everything has to go through the government and meet specific regulations. The regulations are fucked. And so we have weak buildings, weak infrastructure, horrible highway systems that have not been actually updated since fucking
the 80s.
Well, no, the actual plan for the highways, like how highways are, like just the fact that highways exist and the idea of highways hasn't been updated since Teddy, who invented the highway system. That's fucked, dude. Yeah. We are about to have computers in our brains from a guy from South Africa. We have the ability to fucking update our ideas on shit, but no, you can't go a mile and a half in Oklahoma City without hitting construction and having to take a fucking hour detour just to get to work in the morning.
And hitting four potholes.
Exactly. So, yeah, but way better than Russia. Russians, why do you think they all have dash cams? They have to record this shit for liability purposes. But no, China's on their shit. And the only reason they're on their shit is because they own everybody's money.
Yeah. And they're in everyone's tech.
Yeah. They literally own everything.
How is that safe?
It's not. No, China's the big bad guy.
Exactly.
Russia sucks and what they're doing is horrible. And it's very close to just being fucking Nazi Germany.
But they are in China's back pocket.
But China is 100% backing them, not with their words, because China has Xi Jinping or whatever told Putin to shut down and leave Ukraine.
But that's purely, words. purely for appearance.
Yeah, that's just words.
The second that we start increasing our sanctions and we shut down stuff that we're willing to import to them, who do you think is going to pick it up?
Who Us. Do you think we're picking it up?
We're picking up the bill, I'm sure, but China's going to start
supplying.
And we're still
buying oil from Russia. We never stopped buying oil from Russia. That's where we're getting our oil from right now.
Point is, the supply chain...
It all goes back to China.
Yeah.
And China has a bigger military than we do. They don't have a bigger arsenal than we do. We have all of the aircraft carriers minus like three that are in the ocean right now. And apparently that's how you measure dicks in the military.
Yeah.
But also, we have the most nuclear submarines. We have the most capability, and we have the first and second largest air force in the entire world.
Is the second the Marines?
The second largest air force is the United States Navy. Is that not fucking crazy?
I love that so
the
much.
The largest air force in the world is the United States Air Force, and the second largest air force in the world is the United States Naval, like, Air Division.
What was the statistic on the Marines? The Marines were designed to be able to maintain war by themselves as an individual branch for how long?
I heard
for
this one time.
Minute.
It was a long time, yeah.
Yeah. By themselves, just one division.
Well, because that's like, they call them the grunts, like they like or jarheads, but like they call them grunts. Now, the only thing that I know grunts is like in Halo. Now, you can shoot them and like they die in one shot, but there's so many fucking grunts all over that game. Mm-hmm. They're the most annoying, right? Well, because they don't fucking leap. But our grunts, the Marines,
they are required to be marksmen.
And they're fucking crazy.
They're insane
big.
And they're good.
They're big boys.
They are not big. Most of them are small, wiry, ramped up on like Monster energy drink for some reason.
Yeah,
it
that's
just pops
true.
Through their
one of my wrestling partners who I was two weight classes ahead of him in high school is a Marine right now.
Yeah, they're small, vicious animals.
Tiny, and he's fucking crazy. Yeah,
but they're required to be marksmen. That's the baseline. You, like, their standards for being able to shoot and shoot accurately under stress, their standards are stupid.
Yeah, and no, yeah, we have the most sophisticated military, but we don't have the numbers compared to China.
Yeah, but we have set ourselves up to where we don't need the numbers. And in the event
hopefully,
that they do start need,
hopefully,
we start-
hopefully, because we're not, we don't have the backing of the Chinese people whatsoever, except for people in Hong Kong.
Did you just call Hong Kong citizens Chinese? That's fucked up.
China calls them that, and they're no longer a free state.
They also call Taiwan... They don't recognize Taiwan as an individual
entity. Yeah, but they
haven't
taken Taiwan. They took Hong Kong in 2020. Or 2019.
That's
Hong Kong
is
no longer a free place. They still say that they're the Republic of Hong Kong, but they're not. They're under China's rule now.
Yeah.
The contract with the EU ran out or whatever. Yeah, the whole thing is fucked. And then we have people in Australia, and I would just like to live there. I know that there's concentration camps there right now.
What?
But I'm vaccinated.
Oh, so, for the... Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I don't play tennis, so I'll be fine there. And
dude, they have utes.
They're fucking wild.
They have stadium super trucks.
Are we going back to this?
They have... the coolest, most American badass shit. But I'm pretty sure they're also anti-gay. So
no,
they
just passed gay marriage like 2 years ago.
I feel like we did too.
No, we passed it in like 24
years ago. My bad.
We passed it in like 2012 or something.
That's not that long ago.
When did gay marriage pass?
That is not that long ago. I'm saying they're America.
Did that pass here? Oh, Eric's calling me. Hello, you're on the podcast.
Let me in.
Say it again.
Can you let me in?
Let you in where?
You know.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, anyway, this concludes this episode of Chill Prison Podcast. We will touch base with you next week. Bye-bye.